Pink Lemonade Stand.
Welcome to the Pink Lemonade Stand. I'm your host, Heidi Webster, and welcome back. Happy Monday. I'm so glad you're here to get a little zest in your step. We have got a really great episode for you today. We are talking about JOMO.
Excuse me?
The joy of missing out. This is one of my favorite phrases. I am adopting it in my life, and I cannot wait to talk to you about this. But before we do, I want to say thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you all so much. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please share it with a friend and make sure to subscribe. When you hit that subscribe button, it ensures every week on Monday morning that the episodes are going straight to your phone. You can start your week right with me. And whenever you leave a review, that makes such a huge difference too. So I want to hear your feedback. I want to see those reviews. So remember to RRS, rate, review, and subscribe. Now, today's episode sponsor is the one and only Hydro Jug. You all need to get your hands on this water bottle. This durable and reusable water bottle holds more than a half gallon of water, so you are going to stay hydrated all day long. And if you are like me and have trouble staying hydrated, this is the perfect thing for you. It's got a wide mouth opening, so you can put ice in it, you can put mix-ins, you can put fruit. It has an integrated handle, and it's dishwasher safe and shatterproof. But there's also so many different styles. So there is like the OG classic Hydro Jug, but they also have a stainless steel version, and they actually have so many different styles and colors to choose from. And every month they have a special edition sleeve, so you can check out their new and latest releases on their Instagram at Hydro Jug. And it's basically like a water bottle purse. You can put the little cover, the little sleeve on it. You can put your keys in it. You can put your phone in it and just carry it around with its adjustable strap. It is so cute. It's so easy. And you want to know what? Carrying around a water bottle is fashionable. It is, because hydration is in. Being dehydrated is out, okay? You heard it here first. So head over to thehydrojug.com and use the discount code PLS to get 10% off your order. So that's PLS at www.thehydrojug.com to get 10% off your order today. Okay? Go do it. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And a reminder to you that you can still get your very own Pink Lemonade Stand candle. We have done a collaboration with Pinky Swear & Co., the most amazing boutique candle company out of Toronto, Canada. And guess what? It is so delicious. It's going to light up your entire room with this amazing scent before you even light it. You could probably have it in whatever room for 2 weeks before you have to even light it, because it smells so gorgeous and is just flooding the room with the summery vibes. The Pink Lemonade Stand is pure nostalgic summertime perfection, blending invigorating lemon zest and ripe tangerine with juicy mixed berries and quenching watermelon for that sweet, refreshing, good vibes feeling. This is a limited edition candle. Pinky Swear & Co. produce amongst the cleanest, long-lasting candles on the market. They are sustainably sourced coconut soy wax. Every candle sold, they donate a dollar to a local charity in Canada. I love it. I love a company that gives back. So I've got a discount code for you. Use code PLS15 at pinkyswearandco.com to get 15% off your very own Pink Lemonade Stand candle. That's pinkyswearandco.com. Use code PLS15 to get 15% off. Go do it. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I have got a great good news story for you today to give us all the good feels. So it's time for
the sweetest thing.
13-year-old girl gets accepted to medical school. What? This is a Doogie Howser situation on our hands, people. Elena Annalie Wicker is like other 13-year-olds in that she enjoys going to the movies, playing soccer, baking, and hanging out with friends. But very much unlike other teenagers, she just got accepted to medical school. Wow. She says, I'm still a normal 13-year-old. She's both a student at Arizona State University and Oakwood University. So she's taking classes at two different universities and earning two separate undergraduate degrees in biological sciences. She says, I just have extremely good time management skills and I'm very disciplined. I'm trying to remember what I was doing at 13. Like, I wasn't doing that, that's for sure. I think I just wanted to play outside. I don't know. That's really wild. So in May, Alina was offered a spot at the University of Alabama Hirsing School of Medicine for 2024 as part of its Early Assurance Program, which offers early admission to applicants who meet specific requirements. Now, she is more than 10 years younger than the average incoming med school student, but she says, what is age? You're not too young to do anything. I feel like I have proven to myself that I can do anything that I put my heart and mind to. I absolutely love her attitude. She is the youngest Black person to be accepted to medical school in U.S. history. She originally wanted to work for NASA, but after taking a course, she decided she wanted to work in viral immunology to help people, including underserved communities. Congrats, Alina! We are so excited to hear this good news, and you are definitely going to go on and change the world. So what an amazing good news story today. I love to hear things like this. They're inspiring. So if you have any good news stories that you want to share, we would love to hear them. And there is so much good out there. We want to highlight the beautiful, zesty stories all over the world. Please email me at theplspodcast@gmail.com and send me your sweetest things. And now it's time for
The Main Squeeze.
Today, we are talking about JOMO, the joy of missing out. In a world that has praised productivity, we have found that burnout rates are getting higher and higher and higher, along with anxiety and depression. So first of all, let's talk about FOMO, the fear of missing out, the predecessor to JOMO. We've all heard this expression. If you haven't heard it, then you gotta know it. And we've most definitely all felt this at some point in our lives, some of us more than others. Okay, so did you guys know that there is actually a definition in the Oxford Dictionary for FOMO? This is crazy. I love this. The definition is anxiety that an exciting or interesting event may currently be happening elsewhere, often aroused by posts seen on social media. Wow. I love that this definition actually includes social media. I know for sure that I always suffered from FOMO when I was younger, but that's like before FOMO even existed. Like, we didn't even know that phrase. And I didn't have social media when I was a kid. We only had outside. And I definitely didn't want to be missing out on anything fun that was happening. In fact, my parents used to tease me that I wanted to do too much all the time. And we would get home from a family trip and I'd immediately say that I wanted to go outside with my friends. And they would be like, what? No, you need to, no, you are staying home. You need to rest. You need to rest. But I had like no concept of that and most definitely had my own agenda for my life, even at a young age. And it wasn't until later in life that I would discover what FOMO actually was and what it meant and how I had it. And I was suffering from it all the time. But social media is a huge cause of FOMO in our digital age. We can only see snapshots of people's lives and adventures, and it's easy to be at home and like looking at other people's lives online and feel that sense of FOMO like all the time. A U.S. study found that the younger generation is extremely stressed compared to older generations, and I believe that. A concerning 95% of respondents said that they were stressed occasionally to very often. The internet is thought to play a major role in this. 52% of respondents admitted to spending too much time online. And when they're online, they compare their lives to others and the trends that are cool. Digital comparisons on social media led to a constant feeling of overload. School, studies, and work already involve plenty of commitments, but in order to keep up with the seemingly exciting lives of social media friends, people are increasingly filling up their free time. I think this was for a Gen Z, Gen Y generation, but this applies to all of us, to everybody. And there is a bigger problem here. There is, and has been for a long time, this idea that we need to be constantly doing the most. As an Enneagram type 3, I know firsthand that this feeling is real. And if you haven't taken the Enneagram test, I highly recommend that. It is so much fun and it gives you more insight into who you are and how you operate, as well as understanding your friends and your loved ones. So it's like self-knowledge and awareness is one of the greatest tools that we have, and it can change your life if you are more aware of yourself. So small tangent there. I think we will do an entire episode on Enneagram at some point as well. So I definitely have fallen into the category of feeling like I need to be constantly moving and doing a ton. And as a society, we have romanticized productivity and will often base our feelings of self-worth around it too. So what is the antidote for FOMO? And it's not YOLO, it's JOMO. The joy or pleasure of missing out. FOMO's opposite, JOMO, was actually coined by Anil Dash, a blogger and CEO of the software company Glitch. Dash explained his FOMO inversion in a 2012 blog called JOMO. He describes the joyous feeling of deciding to skip an event in order to enjoy a quiet night or spend time with family. After having to withdraw from both on and offline activity for a period of time after the birth of his son, he realized that he'd enjoyed himself immensely and didn't feel he missed out at all. So that is the birth of the phrase JOMO, which is super cool. And dictionary.com defines JOMO as a feeling of contentment with one's own pursuits and activities without worry over the possibility of missing out on what others may be doing. So it's just like this anxiety-induced thing about, you know, feeling like we're comparing to what other people are doing. But how in the world do we just turn off FOMO and start experiencing JOMO? Like, it's not that simple, and I think it takes a bit of a mindset. It's much more than being content on not going out with friends or to the club on the weekend. I think it goes much deeper than that. So let's examine this a little deeper. I'm going to ask some questions now that are going to pack a little bit of a punch. Ask yourself, how are you spending your days? Take a moment and think about your own habits and your activities that are just filling up your day. Are you filling it full of busyness? Are you managing your time but not maximizing moments? Could your time be spent in other ways besides focusing on tasks? Do we have a habit of saying yes to everything? Now here it's going to get even deeper. Do you fear being restful? Do you feel guilty when you rest? And do you fear that when you aren't busy, you are failing? Ooh, that hits hard for me. So instead of filling up the minutes in your day, how can we fill up our souls? I think the most important thing we can do for ourselves, as I mentioned earlier, is to know ourselves, listening to ourselves and hearing ourselves. We can absolutely develop these things in ourselves as we embrace the joy of missing out mindset. I want to share with you three steps to embrace the joy of missing out. And you just know I love a three-step. It makes it simple, it's easy, and all three steps are really leaning into being intentional. Okay, so number one, disconnect. We need to take the time to disconnect from the noise, from life, from the internet, all the things. Okay, so I'm going to break it down into two parts for this one. First, disconnect from social media and platforms. I'm obsessed with this book I found called How to Break Up with Your Phone by Catherine Price. She says the average person spends more than 4 hours a day on their phone. I think that is actually not accurate. I think it's way more and adds up to 60 full days a year. I think it's way more than that. Sorry, Catherine. It's more. At least for me, it is. The world is so noisy. I also just listened to a recent episode of the Darren O'Lean Show podcast, and he had a guest, Jason Harris, on, who is the author of The Soulful Art of Persuasion, and he's an expert on brand marketing. He said that on a daily basis, the average person sees about 10,000 ads a day. We are constantly just consuming, like it's just coming at us. So we've got to learn to break up with our phones. I just love that. I love a good phone breakup. We need to intentionally set them down, set a timer. I actually set a timer on my iPhone on certain apps that I know I spend too much time on. You know, those apps with the infinite scroll, aka Instagram and TikTok. You can literally go into your phone and set it up so that it turns the app off after whatever time you've set. I allow myself like 1 hour a day and it just spaces out through the day. So normally towards the end of the day, I'll get a notification that says you've run out of your time limit and then it shuts it down. And sometimes there have been days when the alarm went off or the timer went off like early in the day and I was like, are you kidding me? OMG, I need help. Okay, so set that timer. It gives you an insight into how much time you're spending on your phone. The other part of disconnecting is actually learning to say no. Disconnecting from social events that you're filling up your week with. Sometimes it's hard to know when your social stamina is going to burn out. And I think that all of us have found ourselves in situations where we literally say, OMG, I don't want to go. I said yes, and I do not want to go. So how do we preemptively combat this instead so that we don't end up being that flaky person who is canceling on people all the time? I think it's okay to set limits for yourself and say you're only going to commit to X number of social events a week because you know that it's going to wear you out. I am experiencing this right now. So disconnect. Disconnect from your phone and from filling up the calendar. This segues perfect into number two, which is intentionally unbusy yourself. My good friend Kat Hennessy coined this phrase in her life. She is being intentionally unbusy. And I really like this because we need to learn how to slow down and reflect on how you want to spend your time. This is going back to romanticizing productivity. So we can intentionally unbusy ourselves and carve out time for ourselves. The idea of the joy of missing out isn't really about canceling all of our plans. It's the why behind canceling those plans and the why of slowing down. It's so we can spend more time with ourselves. I know some of you may have just shuddered inside. Like, that is scary AF. But it's not about being by yourself. It's about being with yourself, and there's a difference. If you can learn to be with yourself, then being by yourself is not scary at all. If you were someone who may have shuddered at the thought of spending time with yourself, then ask yourself a follow-up question and dig a little deeper. Why is that fear there? Maybe there is certain pain or thoughts that we are running from. This is actually exactly why we should lean into it and learn to be with yourself. So we are going to intentionally carve out time to be with ourselves and spend less time being busy. So for those of us who love to-do lists, I am raising my hand right now. I am talking to all of you to-do list lovers out there. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a to-do list. It can feel so good and motivating to cross items off the to-do list. But take a look at the list and see where you can take off tasks that are just filling up your life with being busy and add tasks that are specifically for you to slow down. Schedule the time out. Take a bath, read a book, meditate. Maybe it's an hour in the morning to be doing whatever you need to do to get centered before your day starts and then do the same thing at the end of the day. Slow down, chill out. Intentionally unbusy yourself, and you will see the joy of missing out start to flow into your life. Okay, finally, number three, mindfulness. We are going to learn to listen to ourselves and be present. Okay, so we've disconnected and we are slowing down. Now we are going to implement what I mentioned before about being with ourselves. Mindfulness is a practice that is being adopted more freely in Western culture, and it is along the same lines as being self-aware, being present, and it means the quality or state of being conscious or aware of something. The joy of missing out is leading us to this. This is it. We have to learn to listen to ourselves. And once we've disconnected and slowed down, this will become a lot easier to do, actually. So when I was like 26 years old, I did my first solo backpacking trip in Europe. And this was before we had iPhones, but I did have a cell phone and I was like straight out of college. I had never been by myself alone for this long and I had no idea about the concept of being with myself. And it was one of the most life-changing experiences I ever had. I had no noise to distract me. I was completely present and just observed the world around me. I was so aware. I didn't even have an iPod with me. Remember those? It was a true test of my sanity. Well, after about 2 weeks of travel, I remember being at a very small village town in Germany, and I was transferring to another train that was going to take me to Austria. So when I got to the station, I checked my ticket, and then I checked the old-fashioned, like, split flap train board thingy where I could see what platform to go to. I followed the signs and went to my platform. And because it was more of a remote village, there were very little people who spoke English, and I found it a little bit harder to navigate. But as I was standing there waiting for my train, I was just quiet. I was observing my surroundings. I wasn't listening to music. I wasn't engaged in multitasking in anything. And at that point, I was used to being in the quiet and being alone and had developed like this calm and peaceful sense of just being with myself. And it was in this moment that all of a sudden I had this thought come to my head, why don't you go and double check the train platform one more time? And I looked at the time and I wondered if I had enough time to do it because it was a bit of a walk to go back. And if I was out checking the board and the train came, then I might miss it. But I decided to act on the thought and go and check. So I took the long walk back to the board. And when I read my ticket and checked the board, I realized that I had read it wrong the first time. And the actual platform was on the opposite side of the station. So I began running. And if I missed this train, I knew that I was going to be stuck in this village overnight with no accommodations until the next train in the morning. So I was like freaking out. So when I arrived at the platform, I was like drenched in sweat. I was carrying this massive 60-pound backpack, bigger than my body. And I saw that my train was just about to leave. And I jumped on it with just moments before it pulled away. And after I hustled in and found a seat, it hit me that I was so happy that I wasn't distracted and I actually heard myself. Like, oh my gosh, I am so happy that I acted on that thought. And we can forget that we can be our own compass and have the answers we are looking for right inside of us. But do we know how to listen? And part of learning that starts by quieting all of the noise around us enough so that we actually can. In the book, Even the Stars Look Lonesome by Maya Angelou, she said, many believe that they need company at any cost. And certainly, if a thing is desired at any cost, it will be obtained at all costs. We need to remember and to teach our children that solitude can be a much desired condition. Not only is it acceptable to be alone, at times it is positively to be wished for. It is in the interludes between being in company that we talk to ourselves, in the silence that we listen to ourselves. Then we ask questions of ourselves. So that is Maya Angelou, Even the Stars Look Lonesome. And I really love that quote. Listening to ourselves is a very powerful tool. And that self-awareness and mindfulness is so, so, so important. So let's review the three steps to discovering the joy of missing out. Number one, disconnect from the digital interwebs in our fingertips, our phones, our social apps, and our social events. Number two, intentionally unbusy yourself. Schedule time for yourself to be with yourself. And number three, practice mindfulness. Learn to listen to yourself. This, my friends, is the joy of missing out. And you will not be missing out on anything if you are content with yourself. And now we have saved the zest for last. This is where I'm going to tell you something that I am obsessed with this week. This week's obsession is organization. I came across a TikTok that was like an ASMR kitchen fridge organizing video. And I went nuts. Like, I became obsessed with it. This woman had like the most gorgeous fridge organization I've ever seen in my life. So it prompted a visit to the Container Store, of course, where I was living out my organizational dreams. You know how, like, when you start looking at things online, or you know what, even saying it out loud or even thinking it, the ads on your social media platforms will just start popping up. It's really freaky. It's actually really freaky. I started getting ads for organizational things, which I actually was quite loving. And I came across one for organizing my spice rack. This is so, as I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, this is so cheesy, but it brings me so much happiness. So I decided to order this little spice rack set that's like taking your spices in your spice cabinet and putting them in these cute little glass jars with bamboo lids, and they come with labels. And let me tell you, that was my weekend. Like, I was just living up my kitchen organization, and it was so much fun. I'm gonna link the spice rack. I got it on Amazon. And I'm like leveling up my life. It just feels so good. And it's the cutest like spice containers you've ever seen in your life. So there are some sets out there that are like $150. No, don't do it. On Amazon, they have it all. I found one for like $30. It's so cute. And it was really fun to go through. And it was actually really good because most of my spices were actually expired. So yikes. That was just motivation enough to just clean out the cubs, clean the cupboards. Go do it. I highly recommend. I'm going to put the link in the episode notes for you to just level up your spice life. I'll post a picture on Instagram this week so you'll see it. Lastly, don't forget to pick up your pink lemonade stand candle from Pinky Swear & Co. Use PLS15 to get 15% off your very own pink lemonade candle. Thank you so much for stopping by the pink lemonade stand. I will be here every single Monday morning, and I would love it if you would squeeze that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and follow along on Instagram at the PLS podcast for some more sweet treats throughout the week. Now, when you're feeling like an old bitter rind, remind yourself that you are a gorgeous, delightful, and fabulous glass of pink lemonade. Oh yeah, and don't forget, you better go out there and squeeze the day. Bye.
Pink lemonade stand.